open bedroom door. No sound. He looked at the half-empty bottle of whiskey beside him and smiled, blessing his sister in Coventry, whose monthly stipend made the scotch possible. But one day it would stop, and then oblivion would be achieved with the cheapest wine, until there was no pain at all. He had accepted that, until the half-dead stranger had been brought to his door. It might change now. The wounds were severe, but cauterized by the sea. Extracting the bullets was not as dangerous as it might have been. The cranial wound was the real problem. It seemed to have bruised the thalamus and hippocampus. Washburn went dry for 36 hours, then performed the most delicate operation he had attempted since his dismissal from McLean's hospital in London, knowing that the slightest error would kill the patient. He did not want this patient to die. When it was over and the vital signs remained constant, Washburn went back to his bottle, but didn't go over the edge. Any day now, any hour perhaps, the stranger would focus his eyes and intelligible words would emerge from his lips. They floated in the early morning breeze off the sea.
Who's there?